弟兄姊妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
要我们两个礼拜前，我们也曾经交通到以赛亚所听见的一个微小的声音。
Two weeks ago, we shared about the small voice that Isaiah has heard.
我们曾经提到了头一句话。
And we spoke of the very first phrase.
我可以差遣谁呢
？Whom shall I send?
今天我们要来看第二句话。
And we'll look at the second phrase.
主说谁肯为我们去呢
And the Lord says, who will go for us?
弟兄姊妹们这是以赛亚在他遇见一个最艰难环境的时候
And this is when Isaiah faced the most difficult time.
那里告诉我们说乌西亚王是一个非常好的君王
The king Uzziah, he was a very good king.
以赛亚在服侍他和他一起配搭
And Isaiah served him and served with him.
但是那一天主把乌西亚王取走了。
But that day the Lord took the king.
那这个对年轻的以赛亚来说是一个大的打击。
And for the young Isaiah was a great blow.
他一下子间他失去了所有的依靠跟盼望。
And all of a sudden he lost all of his reliance and his hope.
所以当他在非常痛苦的时候
And when he was in sorrow,
主忽然让他看见一个异象。
The Lord gave him a vision.
天为他开了。
And heaven was open.
他看见神的荣耀。
And he beheld the glory of God.
他看见撒拉夫在那里喊圣哉圣哉圣哉
And the seraphims cried out, Holy, Holy, Holy.
整个神的殿的里面充满神的荣耀
For the temple is filled with his glory.
以赛亚在那个地方他伏在神的面前
And Isaiah felt before God.
他发觉神的圣
And he realized the holiness of the Lord.
他知道他是嘴唇不洁的人
And he knows he has unclean lips.
他又住在嘴唇不洁的人中间。
He dwell among people with unclean lips.
他觉得他祸在了。
And he say, Woe unto me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这都是遇见神的人的反应。
Dear brothers and sisters, these are the response of those who have encountered God.
所以我们的神让他看见有个撒拉佛从祭坛的里面拿了一个火炭来沾了他的嘴。
So the Lord opened his eyes and he beheld that the seraphim held a coal and came and touched his lips.
主就告诉他说你的罪除掉了。
And the Lord said, I have removed your sin from you.
你的罪孽除尽了。
Your transgression has been undone.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
就在这个时刻。
Right at that moment.
在神的荣耀面前。
And in the glory of God.
人看见自己的败坏。
And he saw his own wickedness.
看见自己的污秽。
And his filth.
我们的神用他的圣来洁净我们。
And the Lord cleansed them with his own holiness.
所以当他在这里被洁净的时候
And as he's being cleansed,
他就听见微小的声音
And he heard the small voice
我们可以差遣谁呢
Whom shall I send?
谁肯为我们去呢
And who will go for us?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们这是我们的神一个最深最深的一个呼声
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the deepest cry of our God.
神是我们的神
He is our God.
他要与我们同住
And he wants to dwell with us.
他愿意在我们中间自搭帐幕
And he wants to tabernacle in our midst.
但是人不认识他的爱
But people do not know his love.
人不知道神的宝贵
And people do not know how precious he is.
人被世界的神弄瞎了心眼
We've been blinded by the gods of this world.
从以赛亚一直到今天一直都是这样
From Isaiah till this day it has been the same.
以赛亚的时代是一个非常荒凉的时候。
And then the time of Isaiah is very desolate.
我们的神对他的百姓已经忍耐到了尽头了。
And our God has endured to the very end.
所以神要把以色列百姓交给外邦人。
And the Lord wants to hand the people of Israel unto the Gentiles.
神要用一个火炼的环境来洁净他的百姓。
And with fierceness and fire, he wants to cleanse his people.
所以这个时候神要以赛亚到神的百姓中间去呼喊。
So the Lord wants Isaiah to go and cry out in the midst of his people.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们今天我们是否也听见神的声音呢
Dear brothers and sisters, do we hear the same cry?
神是不是也在今天向我们不断地发出他的呼声
As the Lord called out unto us continually.
他要来到我们中间
He wants to come in our midst.
他要与我们同住
He wants to dwell with us.
以赛亚在那个世代的里面看见神百姓的光景
Isaiah in his time saw the condition of his time.
人的心败坏了
And the hearts of the people were corrupted.
人离开了神
And people have departed from God.
人跟偶像的百姓混杂了
And they have mingled with those who worshiped idols.
所以整个神的百姓失去了神百姓的特质
So the people of God has lost their characteristics.
神也没有办法跟他们同住
Therefore God cannot dwell with them.
那么当神的眼看见这样光景的时候
When God saw such a condition,
神在那发出了另外一个呼声。
God has another cry.
我们如果有圣经的话，你看到以赛亚书五十九章十六节。
Please go to Isaiah chapter 59.
如果大家来不及翻，没关系，我可以念给大家听。
I'll read it for everyone.
他说：“他见无人拯救，无人代求，甚为诧异。”
He saw that there was no man, and he wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, he was alarmed.
Okay. 神在这里说，当时的百姓这么样荒凉的时候
，So at the time of the people were such desolation.
他说没有人在那里代求。
There was no intercessors.
那么第我们再看六十四章第七节
，Chapter 64, verse 7.
并且无人求告你的名，无人奋力抓住你。
There is no one who calls on your name, who strives himself to take hold of you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这是我们的神另外一个痛苦啊。
This is another cry of our God.
当时的百姓荒凉的时候
，At the time when people were desolate,
神盼望有人能够起来摸到神的心。
God desired that someone would rise and lay hold of his heart.
他盼望有人能够摸着一点神里面那个着急。
That he eager that someone would know his eagerness.
那有人就起来能够为着神的国，为着神百姓的光景起来呼求。
That someone would rise up for the kingdom of God and cry out on his behalf.
当神存着这样点指望的时候
，And when God has such a desire,
神有痛心的失望。
And he came to
他找不着人
，He cannot find anybody.
没有人代求
，Nobody will intercede.
没有人奋力抓住主
，Nobody strives to lay hold of him.
没有人求告主的名
，Nobody called out on his name.
这是在旧约的里面
，This was the time of the Old Testament.
神一直碰到的情形
，This is the condition that God encounters time again and again.
那么到了新约也是这样
，When it came to the New Testament, it was the same.
到腓立比，保罗写腓立比书的时候，保罗也说一句话
，When Paul wrote the book of Philippians, he said the same thing.
他说没有这个别人和保罗同心。
He said there was no one like-minded.
他说个人都顾自己的事。
Everyone was mindful of his own business.
并不求耶稣基督的事。
He did not seek the things of Jesus Christ.
这是保罗在那个时代保罗所碰到的。
And that was the condition that Paul encountered in his time.
弟兄姊妹们，从旧约到新约，好像一直都是这样。
But just from the Old Testament even into the New Testament is the same.
神在那里那么着急的时候
，God with such yearning.
神盼望在地上找到人在那里代求的时候
，And He wants to find someone who can intercede on His behalf.
为着那些失丧的灵魂，为着神百姓的光景，在那里哭求的时候
，For the lost souls, for the condition of His people that they were crying out.
神说他诧异
，And the Lord said He was amazed.
他没有找到人。
He did not find anyone.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我不知道我们读到这样的话，我们里面做什么感觉
？I don't know how you feel when you come across these words.
最近我看了一些很多的一些的杂志，这圣经里面不是，就是基督教的一些杂志。
I've seen many magazines circulating in the Christian community.
主好像把一些的资讯放在我面前让我看。
It seems like the Lord has brought these messages before me.
最近我们里面都有个感动
，and there's a moving within us.
神在这里要兴起中国教会，对不对
？The Lord wants to revive the Chinese church.
我们也都知道这个最后的一代，最后一棒
，and this the last leg.
神把福音的棒交给中国人
，and God has given the baton unto the Chinese.
然后我们也都觉得我们是中国人
，and we all acknowledge the fact that we are Chinese.
我们一面觉得很兴奋
，and we are on the one hand very excited.
一面我们也实在是很着急
，and at the same time there is a worry within us.
主啊，我们准备好了吗
？Lord, are we ready?
我们真的能够在你的手里被你用吗
？Can we really be used in your hands?
你为了这么大的需要，你把这个托付交给中国
？And such a great need, you have placed it in the hands of the Chinese.
我们是不是真的能够把这个棒子接过来呢
？Can we take on this burden?
在中国里面还有十二亿的人还不认识主。
There are still 1.2 billion that do not yet know the Lord.
那么整个从中国的边疆一直到耶路撒冷这一带回教世界印度教世界这个佛教世界有这么多的人他们还不认识主
And from the borders of China all the way back to Jerusalem all the Arab nations they do not yet know the Lord
这些担子都在我们身上
And these burdens are on our backs
主说 And
the Lord said he was eager to see that someone would intercede. Someone with all their might lay hold of him. And say, Oh Lord, do something in this generation. Dear brothers and sisters, I don't know if you have such a moving within you. Do you feel that this need is laying hold of you? That we must rise up and with all of our strength lay hold of the Lord. And with our prayers we call on to Him. The Lord pass our weakness and send forth your Holy Spirit to revive each and every one of us that we may be laid hold of by this fire. And I came across this magazine called the Christian Life Quarterly.
Yeah. 我希望弟兄姊妹, 如果你有的话, 你也可以看一看这一期的,
if you have it, read this particular this particular release, there's many stories in it that I was very touched.
它里面有一篇文章介绍一个中国, 中国大陆里面神所兴起一个非常特别的仆人, 叫叶乃光。
And there's a particular servant that is spoken of in here that the Lord has revived in China.
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹们, 当我看了这个故事的时候, 我才知道, 今天中国教会会这样被主用。
And of this brother Ye, and as I read the story, I said, the reason why China is being used by the Lord is not without reason. And in secret, God has raised up those who were intercede and pray. And there's a brother that had the opportunity to meet this brother Ye.
It was 1968
that he first met him.
In 1972,
this elderly brother was taken to the Lord.
那最近主兴起一个年轻人去拜访这一位弟兄。
And recently the Lord raised up another brother who had the interview with brother Ye.
从这位弟兄的口里知道这个老弟兄发生的事。
And from this secondary source, he come to know the thing that happened to brother Ye. This elderly brother, he is one who prays. And he often fasted for 40 days to pray. And the Lord has placed such a burden within his heart. And with all of his might, he prayed. And he wept for China. And when he was going through the hardest times, and the Lord said to him, these days, these years, I am demolishing the works, doing the work of demolishing China. And then I will set to order the churches in China.
最后神说我要来, 他用的字叫做道书啊, 道书就是道过来输出去啊, 就是差遣的意思。
And lastly, he will send out.
所以最后神要把中国教会要差遣出去。
In the very end, the Lord said He will send out the churches in China.
他说我要把中国教会差到神的道已经衰落的地方。
And I will send these people to the place where the word has lost its function.
那就是欧洲。
And it's in Europe.
我要把中国教会差到福音已经变质的地方。
I want to send the churches of China to the place where the nature of the gospel has changed, and that is in the United States.
那是在将近四五十年前神说的话。
This is about what the Lord has said approximately 40 years ago.
所以当这个年轻人去拜访这个老弟兄的时候,
and when this young man went to visit this elderly brother,
有一天我在祷告的时候, 神的使者告诉我,
and he said, as I was praying, a messenger of God spoke to me.
他说,新年新日必定要到。
And the new day and the new year shall come.
他说,那些真的诚心相信主的人, 你不要着急。
And those who truly believe unto the Lord, do not worry for them.
他说,复兴的盛会正要临到。
And the fire of revival will come.
他说,这是一个好大的荣耀啊。
And this is such a great glory.
天使都在那里喊说, Hallelujah.
And the angels are shouting Hallelujah.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 这就是神对中国教会的一个预定。
And dear brothers and sisters, this is God's heart towards the churches in China.
后面他继续拜访他, 他就讲了一段故事。
And he continued to interview this brother and he gave him a story.
就在, 中国共产党把中国大陆解放的时候。
And when the communism had liberated the people.
那个时候没有办法聚会了。
And they can no longer have meetings.
最艰难的时候。
It was the hardest time.
圣灵感动了四十几个人。
And the Holy Spirit moved about 40 some people.
从全国各地去。
From all over the world they came.
到了北方一个很荒凉的一个山地里去。
And they came to the wilderness in the northern part of China.
主给他们共同的吩咐。
And the Lord gave them one call.
为中国禁食祷告四十昼夜。
The fast for China 40 days and 40 nights.
四十天他们不吃不喝。
40 days they did not eat nor drink.
有年长的，有年少的，有年中年的人去祷告。
There were the young, the middle aged, and the old.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们，他们祷告到什么程度呢
？And they prayed to such a degree.
还有一些年轻的姊妹啊。
And some young sisters.
他们饿了，他们累了，他们祷告怕睡着了。
They were hungry, they were tired, they prayed, but they feared that they would fall asleep.
他们学中国古人那个读书的精神，把那个头发一绑，绑在树上。
And they tied up their hair on a tree.
跪在树下祷告。
And they kneel underneath the tree to pray.
当他们打盹要睡着的时候，头一低的头发就啪一拔。
And when they are nodding and falling asleep, the hair would tug against their head.
再把眼睛张开来再祷告。
And they would open their eyes and they continue to pray.
呀，弟兄姊妹们，他们就这样祷告了四十昼夜。
And they pray like this for 40 days and 40 nights.
神的灵一直感动他们。
And the Spirit of God keeps on moving them.
他们用尽了力量祷告。
And with all their might they prayed.
老弟兄说，这些年轻的姊妹们那个头发本来黑乎乌黑乌黑的，都祷告到全部变白色。
And they say they prayed to the point where these sisters, their hair were black and they actually turned gray.
这些人，他们为了中国的前途，为了中国教会今天的复兴。他们摆下了这么迫切的祷告。
And for the future of China, they pray fervently like this.
弟兄姊妹们，我读到这里，我心里面真是很受感动。
And when I came to these words, I was really stirred within.
神的国里面那么需要人。
The kingdom of God needs people.
需要人起来站在神的这一边。
It needs people to rise up to stand on God's side.
我记得 徐彼得弟兄在我们中间做见证的那一位。
And I remember our brother Xu when he was testifying in our midst.
在洛杉矶我们两个常交通。
And LA we often have a fellowship.
他说他被呼召的时候是在60年代的时候。
And when he was called in the 60s.
那是整个教会最严肃的时候。
And the churches in China at that time was very solemn.
已经没有公开的教会。
There was no open churches.
也没有公开的基督徒。
And there were no public,
那个时候他被主呼召。
And that, it was that time that God had called him.
他开始去传福音。
And he began to preach the gospel.
他说他每到一个地方啊。
He said, no matter where he went.
还用尽办法去找基督徒。
He used all his might to try to find some Christians.
没有人敢承认他是基督徒。
No one will acknowledge that he is a Christian.
他认识的基督徒。
Even those he knew.
但是他们不敢认他。
But they would not dare acknowledge him.
每一个人都为了自保。
Everybody wanted to protect themselves.
怕被打到反动派的里头。
They were fear that they would be captured.
所以那个时间他就是整天在那里东藏西躲，没有地方可以接待他。
So in those days, he went from one place to another. There's really nobody that would take him in.
弟兄姊妹们，那个情形是何等荒凉的时候。
Brothers and sisters, that is a desolate time.
但是主的灵感动他。
But the Spirit of God continues to move him.
仍然被主的爱激励。
And he is encouraged by the love of God.
所以主还是给他找到几个爱主的人。
And the Lord enabled him to find a few that loved him.
他们就在一起暗中的祷告。
And in secret they prayed.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们看到在这么荒凉的时代里。
And brothers and sisters, in such a desolate time.
主的工作没有停止。
The work of God did not stop.
主还在这里感动人的心。
And the Lord keeps on moving the hearts of men.
那么最近一直到现在，我们觉得国内环境应该比较好一点了。
And even to this day, we feel that the condition in China has improved.
物质条件也好一些。
And materially is also improved.
但是现在弟兄姊妹们。
But now, brothers and sisters.
我记得小敏姊妹曾经讲过一段话，我也是很受她的激励。
I remember Sister Xiaomi, she has once said these words.
在十字架的第四集的里面。
And on the fourth release of the movie, The Cross in China.
有些弟兄姊妹们就会说他们。
And some brother and sister would scold them.
你们这些家庭教会的传道人，你们就是不顾家。
And you, who are preachers in these home churches, you don't care about your own family.
你们就忽略了神对你们最重要的命令，要爱你的家人。
And you deny or you forsake the God's greatest command to love your family.
Then
you only care about going outside to share the gospel.
And
she said that as she was scolded this way,
and
she too wanted to just fall back.
And she too wanted
to enjoy family time with her loved ones.
可是当她退下来的时候,
but when she drew back,
里面就有一个声音说,
there's a voice inside of her that said,
如果每一个人都跟你一样,
if everybody is like you,
大家都退到家里,
and everybody goes back home,
都享受自己的家里的天伦之乐,
and everybody enjoys their family time,
那些世上的灵魂谁照顾呢?
What about those souls that are lost? Who will care for them?
所以当她被这个声音提醒的时候,
and when she was reminded by this voice,
她马上又跟主认罪,
and she confessed before the Lord,
她说啊, 我不能,
she said, Lord, I am not able.
我不能只顾到我自己,
I cannot just be mindful of myself.
所以她又开始出发了,
and so she set out again.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
人都专顾自己的事,
every person is mindful of their own affairs.
没有人求耶稣基督的事,
and no one seeks the things of Jesus Christ.
这是这个世代里面的普遍现象,
and this is the condition of this generation and this time.
我们何等需要主恩待我们,
and how we need the grace of God.
把那个迫切的爱放在我们的中间,
and have a fervent love in our midst.
弟兄姊妹们, 你记得约拿的故事,
Dear brothers, do you remember the story of Jonah?
约拿是一个非常认识主的人,
Jonah knew the Lord very well.
他可以听见神的声音,
he can hear the voice of God.
神差遣他到尼尼微去,
and God sent him to Nineveh.
他听见了,
and he heard the voice.
但是他跑哪去了?
But where did he go?
跑到他失去了,
he went to Tarshish.
他不去,
he did not want to go.
他躲避神,
he wants to hide from God.
他搭了一艘船往他失走,
he went on a ship and went that way.
你知道那个故事,
you know the story.
神兴起了风浪,
and God caused the storm to rise.
大家在那里拼命地想怎么活命,
and everybody's trying to find a way to life.
约拿怎么样呢?
What did Jonah do?
他跑到船的最底舱里面去,
he was at the bottom of the ship.
他在那里昏睡,
and he was asleep.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 你有没有这样的经历?
Dear brothers, have you such an experience?
当神对你有吩咐的时候,
and when the Lord has a command for you,
你在那里拒绝神的时候,
you resisted him,
你的整个灵是昏的,
your whole person is at a loss.
你完全跟神隔绝的,
and you are separated from God.
这是当时的约拿,
that was Jonah at the time.
到人家没有办法把他给抽签抽出来了,
and they started casting lot, and his name came.
是不是你? 带来这样的祸害呢?
Is it you that have brought us this such tragedy?
原来还是认识主的人,
Jonah knew the Lord.
他说,
he said, it is I.
他就把神介绍给他们,
and he introduced God to them.
告诉他们,
and he said, you've encountered such a thing because of me.
因为我躲避了神的旨意,
because I am hiding from the will of God.
所以今天你们碰到这样的事,
and therefore you have faced such a thing.
他们问他说, 那应该怎么办?
They said, what shall we do?
他说你们把我抓起来丢到海里就没事了。They
said, just cast me in the ocean and everything will be fine.
弟兄姊妹们, 你知道约拿是认识主的人,
but Sister Jonah knew the Lord.
他知道他得罪了神,
he knew he's offended of the Lord.
今天神兴起这么大的环境, 就是要把他给抓回来,
the Lord raised up such a circumstance so that the Lord may lay hold of him.
所以他宁可说你们把我丢到海里去,
so Jonah is willing to say, cast me into the sea.
你觉得约拿真的认为他丢下去会死吗?
Do you think Jonah knew that, believed that he would die if he's cast into the sea?
他相信他不会死,
he knew he would not die.
因为神对他的要求, 吩咐, 他还没有做到,
because God's command and God's requirement on him is not yet accomplished.
那你我敢不敢要人家这样丢啊?
You and I, do we dare to just give the same command?
他说约拿真的很有信心,
Jonah had a lot of faith. Jonah is a very,
他很直的,
he's very straightforward.
该怎么样就怎么样,
what he ought to do,
高兴就高兴, 不高兴就不高兴,
if he's happy, he's happy, if he's not, he's not.
弟兄姊妹这样真的人还是很少的,
and you seldom find people that are so true.
所以人家把他给丢了,
so the people cast him into the sea.
而且真正一丢了, 风浪平静了,
and the moment he was into the sea, the storm sea.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们的神一直都在掌管环境,
and brothers and sisters, our God is in control of our environments.
约拿被丢下去了,
when Jonah was cast into the
sea, 到了第二章你就看见,
in the second chapter you see,
约拿这个人伏在神的面前,
Jonah prostrated before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们,
why was Jonah unwilling to go and preach the gospel?
你知道他跟尼尼微人, 他觉得他们是世仇，他们是仇人。
And he felt the people of Nineveh were enemies to the people, to the Jews.
他不愿把福音的好处给他的仇敌。
He was unwilling to give the good news and the blessings of the gospel to his enemies.
就像赵永基，神感动他去跟日本人传福音，他说：“哦，我不去。”赵永基，韩国的那个。
There was a brother in Korea. The Lord moved him to go share to people in Japan, and he said, "I will not go."
一样的道理，因为他对日本人有仇恨。
It was the same principle. He did not like the Japanese.
弟兄姊妹们，我们只看到我们外面的关系。
When we saw this, our relationship on the outside.
我们没有懂得一个人失落了，在神的面前失落的那个痛苦。
And we do not know the pain of a person who is lost before God.
你去读约拿的故事。
Go read the story of Jonah.
约拿不认识神的爱。
Jonah did not know the love of God.
他知道神的公义。
He knew the righteousness of God.
他知道神的全能。
He knew the power of God.
他知道神是真神。
And he knew that the God is the true God.
但是他没有摸到神对人灵魂的那个爱。
But he did not know the love that God had for the lost soul.
所以你知道到最后神把他从鱼肚里面吐出来以后。
So when the Lord caused the fish to vomit out, to vomit Jonah out.
约拿去传福音了，对不对？
Jonah went and spoke the gospel.
以尼尼微城可以走三天，他才走一天。
The city of Nineveh, it takes about a 3 days journey to go around it. He only did it for a day.
从国王 到下面的这些贩夫走卒全部披麻蒙灰认罪悔改。
And from the king to the lowliest of servants, they all, repented before God.
没有一个人传福音像约拿这么有 power.
And no one was as powerful as evangelist as Jonah.
那约拿得到这么大的果效。
And Jonah has bear such a fruit.
后来他做什么事啊？
What did he do?
他跟神发脾气。
He got angry with God.
他说主啊，我早就说了。
He said, God, I've already told you.
你不会毁灭他们的。
You won't destroy them.
你不会消灭他们的。
You will not annihilate them.
所以我才不去嘛。
Therefore, I didn't want to go.
那现在我传了福音了。
Now I went and I told them what you want me to say.
他们真的悔改了。
And they truly repented.
神也不降祸了。
And you did not send the calamities on them.
约拿觉得神啊，你不降祸。他过不去。
And Jonah said, God, if you not bring your word to pass, I can't let this go.
他愿意看到神把他们 给审判了。
And he wants to see the judgment of God upon them.
弟兄姊妹们，这叫神的仆人啊。
Dear brothers, this is called the servant of God.
这是神的仆人啊。
This is the servant of God.
你知道我们传什么福音呢？
You know what is the gospel that we preach?
我常常发现到我们今天不能传福音，我们不认识神的爱。
And I realize that we can't share the gospel today because we do not know the love of God.
我们不知道那个灵魂被神弃绝的那个痛苦。
We do not know the pain of a soul that is cast out from His presence.
我觉得很宝贝的就是在第二章的里头。
And what I treasure very much is in chapter 2.
约拿说，我从阴间的深处来向你呼喊。
And Jonah said, I cry out from the belly of Sheol.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，圣经告诉我们约拿的故事。
Dear brothers and sisters, the scripture tells us the story of Jonah.
要成为尼尼微人的一个神迹。
It would be a miracle for the people of Nineveh.
所以耶稣基督也要三日三夜在鱼肚腹里面，像约拿那样的三天在鱼肚腹里面。
So the Lord Jesus would be like Jonah to be the buried 3 days as Jonah was in the fish, the belly of the fish for 3 days.
当我看到这段故事的时候
，And when I saw the story,
我才体会到一点什么叫做阴间的痛苦。
And I began to realize the pain in the belly of Sheol.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道约拿那三天的里头，他在鱼肚腹里面。
And those 3 days when Jonah was in the belly of that fish,
他真的经历到什么叫做活活的下阴间了。
And he knew what is to enter into hell alive.
他说：“我从阴间的深处向你来呼喊。
”He said, "From the depth of hell, I cried out to you."
他说：“我被你投到深渊，就是海的深处。
”And I was cast down into the deeps, and from there I cried.
他已经来到了地的山的根的地方了。
He's come to the foundation of the mountains.
他说：“地的门将我永远的关住。”
And the gates of the earth has shut me in.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道那个可怕吗？
Do you know the dreadfulness of that?
当一个人被从神的面前赶逐出去的时候，
When a person is cast out from the presence of God,
当一个人不能够来见到神的面的时候，
When a person cannot come to God face to face,
他被整个地把他给关住。
And he was shut in by the earth.
他没有机会再回到地上。
He can no longer return back.
他被丢到深地的深渊里面去。
He was cast into the deep.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们，当约拿在那个最深痛苦的时候
，And Jonah when he was in his great pain.
我觉得神实在是很有恩典。
And God was with God is merciful.
神让约拿懂一件事。
And God caused Jonah to know one thing.
什么叫做阴间的可怕
？And what is the dread of hell?
当一个人在地的深处在那里被弃绝的时候
and when a person is cast out into the deep,
人没有一点活命的指望的时候
there is no hope of ever seeing life again,
约拿在那里向神呼喊
Jonah began to cry out to God.
他说神啊求你怜悯
He said, God have mercy.
他说神啊我要向你许愿
And God, I will vow to you.
我要还我所许的愿
I will return my vow.
他说救恩出于耶和华
Salvation is of the Lord.
约拿在那一天他才发现到救恩的宝贵啊。
And that day, Jonah realized the preciousness of salvation.
那一天他在那个深处里面他知道那个可怕的时候。
That day, in the depth, he understood the dread of hell.
他向神发出最大的呼喊的时候。
He had the greatest cry from within him toward God.
神从他的深处的里面神听了他的祷告。
God, from his very depth, heard his cry.
约拿才发现到啊救恩出于耶和华。
And Jonah says, salvation comes from the Lord.
约拿懂了
Jonah understood.
约拿知道人灵魂的宝贵了
Jonah understood the preciousness of the soul.
所以当他被吐出来的时候
So as he was vomited out,
约拿乖乖地去了
Jonah went.
哎呀弟兄姊妹我也常常在想一件事
And oftentimes I ponder.
为什么我们对灵魂不太有那么重的感觉呢
How come we do not have such feelings for these souls?
为什么我们对人在那里痛苦在那个深渊里面的时候我们里面好像 很冷漠很麻木呢
And we seem to be numb and cold when we realize there are people crying out the same way.
最近这一期海外校园的里面他也提到宣教的事
And this magazine here also speaks of the gospel that is going on.
一个叫李秀全的弟兄他说到
And his brother, Li Xiuquan, he shared.
他说我们今天基督徒有个最大的危机啊。
He said there's a critical point for us who are Christians.
就是我们里面的麻木。
And it is the numbness within.
好这个麻木到什么地步呢
?And we're so indifferent to the point.
就我们对我们里面的麻木都麻木掉了。
And we are indifferent towards the indifference within us.
哎呀弟兄姊妹们你知道这个多可悲啊。
Dear brothers, you know how tragic this is?
我今天真是要在这里呼吁弟兄姊妹们。
And I want to call out to everyone.
我们要好好去祷告。
We ought to go and pray.
我们要求神把我们里面那个冷漠给我们拿掉。
Ask the Lord to remove this coldness from within us.
让我们对人的灵魂有感觉。
That we may have feeling for the souls of men.
这个感觉。
And this feeling.
啊，像约拿这样的人。
And a person like Jonah.
他已经那么认识神。
He knew God so well already.
神要真的有一天把他给丢到阴间里去。
And God had to cast him into shore.
丢到鱼肚腹里面去。
And into the belly of a fish.
让他知道那个可怕。
That he would know the dread.
他里面才发现到那个救恩的宝贵啊。
Then he would realize how precious is salvation.
主耶稣告诉我们说约拿在鱼肚腹里头。
The Lord Jesus said as Jonah is in the belly of the fish.
人子呢
So the Son of Man,
三日三夜在地里头
and 3 days and 3 nights shall be in the earth.
啊，我们的主耶稣才真的为我们下到阴间里去。
Our Lord Jesus went to Sheol for us.
弟兄姊妹们呢，这是人不能去的地方啊。
This is the place a man cannot go.
那一天，主耶稣为我们下去。
That day, our Lord Jesus went for us.
他用神的儿子的圣洁生命下去了。
And with the holiness of the life of the Son of God, he went.
但是在诗篇的里面也告诉我们那个阴间。里面的可怕
and in Psalms it also describes the dread of that place.
那个仇敌的权势像公牛一样四面环绕他
That as bulls, the power of Sheol surrounded him like bulls.
死亡的绳索也在绳索在那里缠绕他
And the chains and the locks of Hades also surrounded him.
弟兄姊妹们，那个经验是我们没有办法经验的
And that is an experience that we cannot go through.
我不知道你有没有那个灵里面那种下到阴间的那种可怕经历。
I don't know if you ever experienced the dread of going to hell.
我不是说我去过啊。
I'm not saying that I have.
我有一天晚上睡觉睡到一半的时候。
One time I was sleeping.
在做梦中啊。
In my dream.
我看到有一只手从我的床头柜伸出来。
And I saw a hand that came out of my dresser drawer.
毛茸茸的啊。
It was very furry.
黑乎乎的啊。
Very hairy and very dark.
啊把我一抓。
And it took it grabbed me.
然后就一拉就不知道拉到哪里去了。
And it dragged me someplace.
啊，你知道那个灵里面那个可怕
，and the fear that came upon me
啊，又是耳鸣的，又是心乱的，虽然是做梦啊
，and I felt like I was deaf and I was just totally confused, although I knew I was dreaming.
我知道我去了一个我从来没有想象过的地方，那么可怕。
I went to a place that I've never imagined. It was very very dreary.
忽然之间我醒悟了
，and all of a sudden I woke up.
我说，哎，我是基督徒啊
，I'm sorry. All of a sudden I realized I'm a Christian.
我已经有耶稣的血在我身上了。
I have the blood of Jesus Christ on me.
我怎么会落到这个地步呢
？Why would I fall to such a place？
所以我一醒悟过来的时候
，As soon as I realized that，
我马上从里面喊奉耶稣基督的名
，And I cried out in the name of Jesus。
我已经是被救赎的人。
I am who is redeemed。
弟兄姊妹们，当我一醒悟的时候
，In the minute that I realized that。
不到一秒钟我就回来了。
Within a second, I returned back to where I was.
所有东西不见了。
All of that stuff was gone.
然后不过两秒钟我又睡着了。
In about 2 seconds, I fell back.
那个一瞬间的事哈。
And it's just but a moment.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道在灵界的里头。
And brothers and sisters, in the spirit.
你碰到那个黑暗的权势。
And when you come in contact.
你碰到那个死亡的权势。
The power of darkness and the power of death.
你知道那个里面那个可怕。
And you know how dreary it is.
耶稣基督为我们下去。
Our Lord Jesus went for us.
哎呀，我最宝贝的一件事就是耶稣下去做什么呢
？And one of the things that I treasured the most is that when Jesus went to hell.
圣经告诉我们，他把阴间的门给我们什么？拆掉。
And the Lord said that the scripture said that the Lord has removed the gates of Hades.
原来阴间只有前门没有后门的。
In the beginning, there was but a door to come in and no door to go out.
主耶稣没有下去之前，阴间只有前门，没有后门。
And before the Lord Jesus went, there was but a door that can come in.
每一个人只能进不准出的。
Everybody can only come in and nobody can go out.
关在里头。
And they are locked in.
到有一天耶稣去了。
Until one day Jesus went.
神的儿子去了。
The Son of God went.
虽然他在经历了阴间的可怕。
And though he encountered how dreadful hell was.
他知道阴间权势的可怕。
He knows the power of Hades.
当他站在罪人地位的时候，他尝过那个阴间的可怕。
When he stood on the grounds of a sinner, he understood how terrible that was.
但是当他一断气的时候
But the moment that he gave up his breath,
他把他的命交给父神的时候
he committed his life unto the Father.
他站在一个得胜的地位上。
He stood in the place of victory.
他下到阴间去做什么呢
He went down to hell. What did he do?
他把阴府的门给拆毁
，and he demolished this gate.
他把后门给打开了
，and he opened up a back door.
叫所有认识耶稣基督的人
，and all those who know Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督把他通通带出来
，and the Lord has taken them all out.
耶稣基督给我们预备了一个新的地方
，and the Lord has prepared a new place for us.
所以阴间对我们来说不再是我们去处
，and the hell is no longer a place where we ought to go.
主耶稣把我们带到乐园里去
，but he has brought us into paradise.
这是耶稣基督那三日三夜的里面他去的地方。
And those 3 days and 3 nights, that's where Jesus went.
他去为我们开一条的路。
He went to open a way.
把我们这些从仇敌的手里面把我们给救出来。
And taking us out of the hands of the evil one.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道这个救恩多宝贝吗
？Brothers, do you know how precious is this salvation?
你知道我们所得的救恩多么真实吗
？How real is the salvation we have received?
特别在那个死亡权势的面前的时候。
Particularly when we're facing the power of death.
你知道耶稣基督从死里复活的那个大能吗
？You know the power of the Lord's resurrection.
耶稣基督借着死败坏那个掌死权
，and through death he has abolished death.
释放我们这些被掳的人
，has delivered us all of us who are held captive.
所以我们在经历死的时候
，since we experience death,
不叫死了
，it is no longer death.
睡了
，it is we've fallen asleep.
啊，我最喜欢就是这句话
，I love this term.
不是死了
，we are no longer dead.
睡了
，we have.Fallen asleep.
主里安息了。
We have rested in the Lord.
哎呀，这是一个何等大的福音呢、啊
This is a great gospel.
弟兄姊妹们呢、啊，信耶稣啊。
Dear brothers and sisters, to believe Jesus.
救一个人的灵魂不死啊。
To save a soul from this.
叫人从阴间的里面被拉出来啊。
The person may be pulled out of hell.
这是主耶稣在我们身上何等大的拯救啊。
And this is a great salvation that the Lord has accomplished in each and every one of us.
你看到一个人得救，你就要惊讶神的恩典。
When you see a person that is saved, you should be amazed of God's grace.
一个人的改变。
A person's change.
对生命的改变。
The changing of his life.
那个里面人整个人的里面那个力量的改变。
And the power that is transforming him from within.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，我们不能轻忽这么大的福音呢。
Brothers and sisters, do not look lightly upon this gospel.
耶稣从死里复活。
The Lord resurrected from the dead.
所以他跟门徒们要求。
So he had a requirement of the disciples.
他说你们要去。
Say go.
你们要去。
You ought to go.
因为天上地上所有的权柄。都给了主。
All the authority in heaven on earth has been given unto the Lord.
主把这个权柄也给教会。
And he has given this authority unto the church.
所以主说你们要去。
So the Lord said, go.
叫万民做主的门徒。
That all be made disciples of the Lord.
呀，弟兄姊妹们，我们不去谁去呢
？Brothers, if we will not go, who will go?
主不打发我们，打发谁呢
？The Lord do not send us. Who else can he send?
所以主的话说，谁肯为我去呢
？So the Lord said, who will go for us?
谁肯为我们去呢？
Who will go for us?
有一天有一对夫妇他们也是服侍主的。
A day there was a couple that served the Lord.
接到一个电话。
And they got a phone call.
有一个宣教士从别的国家打电话来。
A missionary from another country had called them.
忘了是菲律宾还是别的 还是泰国。
I can't remember it was either the Philippines or Thailand.
他在香港。
And he was in Hong Kong.
那个人是他认识的他的学长。
And he knew that the person who called.
他说请你们为我们祷告。
And the brother said, would you please pray for us?
我们需要一对同工夫妇。
And we need a pair of co-workers.
求你们为这件事情纪念。
Please remember this request.
然后替我们传递这个负担。
And deliver this burden for us.
好他说好我一定做这我一定记得做这件事。
And the brother said, I will remember this.
然后他们两个就开始祷告。
And they began to pray.
他在牧养一个教会。
He was pastoring a church at the time.
他太太在帮助另外一个教会牧会。
And his wife was helping to pastor another fellowship.
还在一个神学院里面当教授教书。
And he was also teaching at a seminary.
所以他们两个开始为这个事情祷告。
So as they began to pray for this request.
他们说啊。
They said, Oh Lord.
预备人啊
，prepare people，
差遣人啊
，send people，
你要这样的人啊
，you need such a people。
他也跟弟兄姊妹报告
，so and they announced it to brothers，
请大家为这个事情祷告
，brothers and sisters please pray for this。
所以他们两个每天祷告
，so they prayed every single day。
他们祷告了一段时间以后
，after some time of prayer，
他们里头突然有一个声音
，all of a sudden the voice came from within them。
为什么不是你们呢
？Why is it not the two of you？
为什么老为别人祷告呢
？Why are you always praying for someone else？
为什么没想到是你们呢
？Have you considered that it could be you？
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
那天圣灵有一个很微小的声音。
That day with a very very small voice。
当他们为这件事祷告的时候
，The Holy Spirit cried out as they were praying for this。
主让他们想起来主曾经让他们有一个宣教的负担跟意向在里头。
And the Lord caused them to remember that they one time had a desire and a vision to be missionaries.
所以他们两个忽然被主提醒。
And all of a sudden they were reminded.
他们曾经在什么样一个宣教聚会里面把自己奉献给主。
And how they have consecrated themselves in a missionary altar call.
他们两个越祷告主就越把这个负担放在他们里头。
And the more they pray, the more the Lord put the burden in their hearts.
后来他们两个就放下他们所有的现有的安定的服事他们就去了。
And they settled all the services that they had in their hands and they went.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
主今天正在等人。
And the Lord is waiting for people.
主已经把权柄给了我们。
The Lord has already granted us the authority.
主又把那个爱灵魂的负担也给了我们。
He has given us the love for the lost soul.
我们是不是在主的面前认真为这件事祷告呢
？Are we praying seriously for this?
现在我们知道归回耶路撒冷是一件很大的使命，对不对
？We know this is a great cry and a great commission to return back to Jerusalem.
主也在呼召许多的人带着职业先走到那些国家里面去铺路。
And the Lord has called those with occupation to go into those countries and lay the grounds for us.
让他们先在那边打下一个基础。
That they would lay the foundation in those places.
那么将来有机会的时候，他们就用他们的打下的这个事业基础做个掩护，然后把中国的。传福音的人带进来。
And they will use their occupation as a means to bring in the gospel into China.
所以弟兄姊妹们，不管你是放下职业去为主传福音，或者带着职业，你都可以让主来问谁肯为我去呢
？Whether you lay down your job or whether you go with your occupation, you can all respond to this call when Jesus says, "Who will go for us?"
为着那么大的禾场。
With such a great harvest.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们，你知道那边。福音多艰难啊
！Do you know how the difficulty of the gospel in China?
有人信了耶稣以后
，someone who comes to accept Jesus
在回教世界里头啊
，and in the Muslim nation，
他们的家族是不能容许家里面有人信耶稣来背叛他们的家庭的宗教的，对不对
？The families will not allow any of their members.To believe onto Jesus that was against their belief.
我们听到好多这样的故事，半夜被家人把他用布袋把他一包，到搭一艘船到半路上扔到海里面去，就这样子把他处理掉。
And people have taken their family member who has confessed the Lord as their Lord, and they wrapped them up in a big cloth and took them out in the sea and dropped them.
所以在他们当中要信耶稣是一件何等不容易的事。
And it is not easy to confess and believe unto Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，今天我们信耶稣，我们觉得我们领受恩典，我们觉得很自然。
And we believe in Jesus today, and we receive His grace. We find it is second nature.
但你知道，在福音征战最激烈的地方，一个人信了主，他要用他的命
And at the place where the gospel is, the fight of the gospel is so fierce, when a person wants to confess the Lord, he literally has to pay for his life.
弟兄姊妹们, 我要提一点, 在马太福音第10章, 主耶稣讲到, 当人被他差遣出去的时候, 人应该有的一些的心理准备。
And I want to speak from Matthew chapter 10, the preparation of the heart as those who are being sent by the Lord.
这里边我列了几个点, 我想在, 在我们的程序单里面讲到, 头一个, 在马太福音第10章第5节那里,
I listed in the outline, the very first one, Matthew chapter 10 verse 5.
耶稣差这12个人去的时候, 吩咐他们说, 外邦人的路你们不要走, 撒玛利亚人的城你们不要进, 宁可往以色列家迷失的羊那里去, 谁走谁传说, 天国近了。
And these 12 Jesus sent out commanded them, saying, Do not go into the ways of the Gentiles, and do not enter a city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
弟兄姊妹们, 当我读到这里的时候, 我觉得好像很不太容易。
And brothers and sisters, when I came and read these words, I felt it was kind of difficult.
但是你知道, 当神的福音要出去的时候,
You know, when the gospel of God is to go out,
福音是代表神的国,
And the gospel represents the kingdom of God.
神的国要来到地上,
and when the kingdom of God is to come to earth,
要跟世界的国在这里有个征战,
and it is battling with the kingdoms of this world.
神的要求是什么?
And what is the requirement of God?
神要求那些为神国做见证的人,
and God requires those who will testify on behalf of his kingdom.
跟这个世界的国要有一个鲜明的一个划分,
and there will be a clear separation between him and the kingdoms of this world.
不能有掺杂,
and there is no contamination.
不能妥协,
and you cannot compromise.
你知道传福音的人,
and those who share the gospel,
一旦失去了能力,
once they lose their power,
他的福音就像芦苇的兵器,
and his gospel would be like the reed.
你施洗约翰出来呼喊的时候,
and when John the Baptist came out and cried out,
为什么神为他做这么大的见证?
Why did God testify for him on his behalf? Because he's wholly sanctified and consecrated to the Lord.
So we're
talking about a steadfast heart and a steadfast way.
And
a person who truly shares the preach the gospel for the Lord.
不能跟世界妥协的,
he cannot compromise with the world.
所以外邦人的路不要走,
so the ways of the Gentiles do not go.
外邦人的路就是一种放纵情欲的路,
and the ways of the Gentiles are those who live according to their lust.
就是满足自我私欲的路,
and to satisfy the desire from within them.
传福音的人不能走这条路,
those who share the gospel cannot go this way.
撒玛利亚都不要去,
don't even go to Samaria.
撒玛利亚是 一半犹太人,
Samaria is half Jews and half Gentiles.
混杂的人,
and they are those who are mixed.
这人叫做半天半地的,
and those who are not quite heavenly and not quite earthly.
神不要我们走到半路的凉亭里去,
and God do not want us to be in the middle ground.
真正传福音的,
and those who share the gospel.
在过去30-40年, 主在中国大陆兴起这些人, 你们都听过他们的故事,
in the past 30-40 years in China, you heard of their stories.
他们是躲在山洞里, 躲在树丛的里面, 躲在一个地窖的里面, 他们是这样的来传福音的。
They were in a cave, they were in the thickets of the woods. That's how they share the gospel.
第二句话, 主耶稣告诉他们说, 你们要去医治病人, 叫死人复活, 叫长大麻风的洁净, 把鬼赶出去, 你们白白的得来, 要白白的舍去。
And verse 8, 第八节, the verse 8, the Lord said, Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give.
弟兄姊妹们, 福音是神的大能,
brothers and sisters, the gospel is the power of God.
我们听到太多这样的见证,
we hear many such testimonies.
当人在那里传福音的时候,
when a person is sharing the gospel,
神的能力随着他们,
and the power of God is with them.
仇敌在人身上的工作,
and the work of the devil on man,
叫人生病,
cause him to be sick,
叫人死,
cause him to be dead,
叫人被玷污,
that they are defiled,
长大麻风,
and they would have leprosy,
叫人被鬼附,
and they would be possessed by demons.
弟兄姊妹们, 你去看到那些不信主的人,
but since you look at those who do not believe the Lord,
就在外面来说,
from on the outside,
被各样的病缠住,
and they were under bondage of illness and sickness,
被鬼附住,
and some were
生命好像长大麻风一样,
and their life was that those who had a leprosy.
弟兄姊妹们啊, 神要福音的能力出来啊,
Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord wants the power of the gospel to come out.
今天我们去传福音的时候,
and when we go and share the gospel,
我们如果没有把这个福音的能力带出来,
and we do not bring forth the power of the gospel,
弟兄姊妹们, 人没有办法得释放。
Dear brothers and sisters, people cannot be set free.
所以保罗要用他身上基督在他身上运行的大力。
So Paul wants to use the great might that is at work in him.
要把人完完全全地引到神的面前。
To bring a person completely before God.
弟兄姊妹们，福音是神的大能。
Dear brothers and sisters, the gospel is the power of God.
你我相不相信在我们的里面有大能？
Do you believe that this power is in us?
你知道在中国大陆那些早期的，他们信了主以后，他们怎么传福音呢？谁家有病，他们就跑去为这个病人祷告。
In the early periods in China, when the gospel is moving, progressing, whenever they find somebody who is sick, they would gather in that house and pray for that person.
一祷告病就好。
And they pray and they would be healed.
什么病都神都能治。
Any illness, any sickness, the Lord can heal.
弟兄姊妹们，这叫神的大能。
Brothers and sisters, this is the power of God.
今天我们太安逸了。
But today we are in such calm.
所以我们很难得看到神的大能。
And we seldom see the power of God at work in our midst.
因为我们把所有的病都交给医生了嘛。
Then we gave all of our illness and sicknesses onto the doctors.
所以不太需要神显大能，对不对？
We really don't need God's miracles and God's power at work.
第三个，神告诉他们说，你们要有完全的信心。
And the third, the Lord says with a complete faith.
神告诉他们，你不要带口袋。
And do not bring any money with you.
你不要带钱。
Do not bring gold or silver.
也不要带两件褂子。
And do not even bring two tunics.
甚至连那个鞋跟拐杖都不要带。
Even a sandals or staff do not bring with you.
你住的地方呢，你到哪家就住在哪家了。
That's where you should stay, wherever you go, live there.
啊，这就是我们早期看到的地下教会的这些福音使者，他们就是照主话这么做。
And this is what the people at the early periods in China, this is what they did.
所以那个徐弟兄告诉我，他的孩子长得那么大，他从来没有花一文钱在他身上。
And our brother Xu shared that his child has come to age now, he has never really spent anything on him.
因为他自己从来没有一毛钱。
Because he did not have anything.
他所有一切的需用都是弟兄姊妹接济他的。
All of his needs, brothers and sisters supplied.
弟兄姊妹们，他们就是这样的跟随主。
Dear brothers, this is how they follow the Lord.
有一对年轻夫妇，他们要，我记得有一个人，他被主召要去读神学院。
I remember this person who was called by the Lord and he wants to go to the seminary.
因为神也呼召他到海外去宣教。
Because God has sent him to overseas to pray or to share the gospel.
所以有一天，有一个人就把他带去看一个老姊妹。
So one day, a person brought him to meet this elderly sister.
因为他自己要去读神学院，他没有钱，他家里不支持他。
Because he wanted to go to seminary, he did not have money, and his family weren't willing to support him.
那天人家把他带去看这个老姊妹的时候
，and when he went to visit this elderly sister on that day,
他们在那里交通
，and he was sharing with this elderly sister.
他就把他里面受的呼召告诉这个老姊妹
，and he told this elderly sister the call that is within his heart.
老姊妹一听，他已经病得很严重了
，and This elderly sister, as she was listening, at the time she was also severely ill.
当她听完这个故事的时候，她眼泪掉下来。
And after she heard the story, she began to shed tears.
她说：“你知道吗？我年轻的时候，主也呼召我。”
She said, "When I was young, the Lord also called me."
但是我拒绝了神的呼召。
But I resisted such call.
我走我自己的道路。
I went and walked my own way.
现在我已经走到路中了。
And I've come to the end of my journey.
我谢谢你来告诉我你里面这个负担。
I thank you for telling me your burden.
他说能不能我把我未完的心愿我寄托在你的身上。
And can I place the things that I've yet completed onto your heart?
他说我愿意把我所有的积蓄尽所有的统统来支持你。
And with all my financial ability, I will support you.
希望你好好的为主做。
You do well for the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当一个人真正要往前走的时候
，Dear brothers, when a person really want to proceed forward,
神负他一切责任
，God will be responsible for all of his needs.
下面我们再看到主又讲到你们要有受苦的心智
，And the Lord said, have the heart and the willingness to suffer.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们，我们听到这国内的弟兄姊妹们，他们传福音付的代价
，And we hear the price that our brothers and sisters pay in China.
我们的心里面真的是很受激励，对不对
？And we are stirred up within.
我刚才讲的这个老弟兄叫姓叶的，这个弟兄叫叶乃光弟兄。
And this elderly brother Ye, Ye Nai Guang that I was speaking of earlier.
他年轻的时候去传福音。
And when he was young, he went to share the gospel.
他经常祷告。
And he often prayed.
他里面真是被那个灵魂的负担抓住。
And he was really laid hold of the burden for the soul.
他也真的知道神是那么迫切的要救这些人。
And he knows God really wants to save them.
但是你知道那个时候人拒绝是拒绝很可怕的。
And at the time, people resisted very severely.
有一次他到一些信佛的人那边去传福音。
And one time he went to Buddhist to share.
一个很荒野的地方。
And it was a very countryside.
他们非常迷信。
And they're very superstitious.
他绝对不相信。
And they will not believe.
而且不准他传耶稣。
And they forbid him from sharing Jesus.
他把他赶走。
And they drove him out.
但是他又回来。
And he came back.
他就是要传
，because he needed to preach.
到最后，他们把他绑起来，把他毒打一顿。
And to the end, they tied him up and they beat him up severely.
有，说你是不是就放弃了？不要再给我们传福音了。
He said, "Have you given up your thought about sharing this gospel?"
但他说不行，我还是要传。
He said, "No, I have to speak it."
主耶稣叫我要告诉你们。
The Lord Jesus wants me to tell it.
耶稣爱你们。
Jesus loves you.
你知道他们受不了，他们怎么做呢
？And they can't stand it anymore. You know what they did next?
他们找人到茅坑里面去弄了一些茅粪。
And they went to the toiletry to grab the
把他鼻子捏住，把他嘴巴撑开，灌粪。
They took the refuse from the ground and they just poured down his throat.
他说他足足喝了两桶。
And he said he literally drank two bucketful.
然后他们说你可以走了吧
？He said, "Now leave."
他说我走。
He said, "Okay, I'll go."
他真是受不了。
And he can't endure it anymore.
我碰到一个老太太，告诉他那边有一条河，你到那边去洗。
And he met an elderly lady, and the lady said, "There's a river over there. Go wash yourself up."
他把他洗干净。
And he washed himself.
他刚刚把自己恢复过来的时候。
And just after he has cleansed himself and restored himself.
里面又来一个声音了。
There's another voice that came.
回去
，go back，
再去告诉他们
，go tell them，
我爱他们
，I love them。
他说啊，不行啊
，I say Lord，
我没办法再喝了
，I can't drink this stuff anymore。
这两桶我已经受不了了
，I drank too much already。
主耶稣就跟他讲，我在十字架上，我受的罪比你轻吗
？And the Lord reminded him the sin that I endured on the cross is any less than what you have gone through。
哎呀，当主这样一讲的时候，他整个人融化了。
So as the Lord said these words, he's completely melted.
他没有办法。
And he couldn't endure anymore.
他说：“好，主，我回去。”
He said, "Lord, I'll go back."
回去了。
So he went back.
那些人看到他。
And those people saw him.
你真的是喝不够啊。
He said, "You want some more?"
哦，够了，够了，够了。
He said, "I had enough. I had enough."
我再也不敢喝了。
I don't want to drink that stuff.
那你回来干什么
？Why do you come back then?
他说：“耶稣叫我回来。”
He said, "Jesus told me to come back."
耶稣叫我回来。
Jesus told me to come back.
他说：“你真的不怕死啊
？”He said, "Aren't you afraid to die?"
他说：“我不是我不怕死。
”He said, "That's not the case."
耶稣的爱催促我，我没有办法。
But the love of Jesus compels me, and I can't but do this.
耶稣叫我告诉你们，他特别爱你们。
And the Lord Jesus wants me to tell you that He particularly loves you.
他叫我来跟你们讲，他爱你们。
He told me to come to tell you that He loves you.
然后那些土匪被他真的弄了没有办法。
And those thugs, they had.They couldn't do anything with him.
好吧，你讲吧。
So go ahead, say what you want to say.
啊，他就得到机会。
And he got the opportunity.
他就照着圣灵的爱，他就在那里传耶稣啊。
And according to the love of the Holy Spirit, he began to share Jesus.
圣灵大做工啊。
And the Holy Spirit worked mightily.
他们听着，就啪，通通跪下去。
And as they were hearing, they all went on to went down to their knees.
耶稣的爱运行在聚会中。
And the love of Jesus was moving in this assembly.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们看到的他的遭遇。
And this is the something that he has encountered that we see.
他后来碰到土匪也是一样。
And then later on, he met some thugs along the way.
土匪用钉子把他十个指头里面通通钉上钉子。
And they nailed nails in the tip of his fingers.
他还是跪着跟他们讲说：“耶稣爱你们。”
And he was still on his knees before them, saying, "Jesus loves you."
一面流着血，一面喊：“耶稣爱你们。”
He was bleeding and he cried out, "Jesus loves you."
到最后，这些土匪都软了。
And to the point that these robbers, they all became soft.
弟兄姊妹们，这是耶稣的爱才能做的，对不对
？This is only the love of God alone. Only the love of Jesus can do this.
下面主告诉我们呢，杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他。
And the Lord said, "Those who can kill the flesh but cannot kill your spirit, do not fear them."
有一个年轻宣教师，他主感动他到辽国去。
A young missionary went to Laos.
Yeah. 他说他到的那一天,
and the day that he arrived,
辽共跟辽国政府军正在打得焦头烂额的时候,
and it was at the time where there was a civil conflict in the country.
所以当他的飞机从香港一起飞的时候,
and right when his plane took off from Hong Kong,
他就把香港好好看一遍, 因为他生长的地方,
he took a good look at the place that he grew up.
他说这是我最后一眼看香港,
he said, perhaps it's the last time I will see Hong Kong.
他说我这一生我就要死在辽国,
he said, my life will be lost in Laos.
他就带着这样的心去了,
and with such a heart he went.
那一天到了聚会中,
and that day when he was in the middle of the meeting,
人家介绍他的时候,
when someone introduced him,
这个炮声隆隆啊,
and you could hear gunfire outside,
那个窗户都被震得咣咣咣咣咣的,
and the windows are vibrating and shaking.
当人家把他介绍给他们, 这是从香港来的中国宣教士,
and somebody introduced him as the missionary from Hong Kong.
他的眼往那边一瞄,
and he looked from afar,
就在湄公河的对岸,
Across from the coal mine.
那炮火跟那个火焰轰轰的烧,往这边轰啊。
And he saw that the artillery rounds and the fire is coming towards them.
他说一面被人家介绍,他脚一面发抖。
And as he was being introduced, he was shaking and he was trembling.
结果他说,好不好,我们今天聚会就停在这里。
Is it okay that we just end our meeting here right now?
下面弟兄姊妹就对着他傻笑。
And the brothers and sisters down there were just looking at him, kind of amused. Because they were all accustomed to that environment. And he felt very ashamed. He said, Lord, I came to train them. But they're so steadfast. And yet I am trembling. And from that day on,
主告诉他说,
and the Lord said, you ought to treasure every day of your life. You do not know how many more days do you have.
你活一天,
every day that you live, spend a day saving lives. And that's the training God gave him.
后来当然他没有死,
of course, he did not die and he returned.
弟兄姊妹们, 当他们去传福音的时候,
brothers and sisters, when they went to share the gospel,
我更受感动的是, 台湾有一个宣教士, 加拿大去的, 叫荣教士,
and I was even more encouraged, there was a sister Pearl Young that went to Taiwan.
她也是被日本人抓,
and she was captured by the Japanese.
另外是被共产党的人抓到,
and she was also captured by the communists.
两次人家都做同样的事,
and twice they did the same thing.
抓了她以后,
and they took captured her.
叫她自己挖洞,
and told her to dig a hole.
准备把她活埋,
and they were going to bury her alive. And a couple of her co-workers were together captured.
他们用枪对着他,
and they held a gun against them and they say dig.
弟兄姊妹们,
and she said this to, she told us herself.
忽然之间那个耶稣的爱充满,
all of a sudden the love of God filled her.
啊, 里面就是那么喜乐,
and she just has so much joy.
就那么荣耀,
so much glory.
好像天国就进了,
as heaven, the kingdom of heaven is drawing nigh.
一面铲的时候,他们经不起就开始唱歌,
and as they were digging, they couldn't help themselves and they started to sing.
啊, 我不知道他唱什么, 反正他们都一起在唱歌,
and I didn't know what they were singing, but they started to sing.
那日本人跟那些共产党看他就气得个要死, 你知道你马上, 我要叫你活埋的,
and the Japanese and the communists, and they were so angry when they heard them singing. They said, we're going to bury you soon.
但你还唱啊?
You guys are still singing?
好像,哎呀,先生啊, 对不起, 对不起。
He said, Mr. I'm sorry.
不是我要唱,
it's not that I want to sing.
不是我要笑,
it's not that I want to smile and laugh.
我里面就是一直有那个喜乐冲上来, 我不能不笑,
there's a joy in me just keeps on bubbling up. I can't help it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 这叫做笑看死亡啊。
And brothers and sisters, this is to laugh at death.
在仇敌的面前,
that before our enemies, the Lord has established a feast.
两次同样的结局,
and the consequences of both these events.
不然我们听不到这个见证,
or else we cannot hear the testimony.
正准备要埋的时候,
just when they were about to bury her.
一次是国军打过来了,
and
the
National Army came.
日本人一听到就马上就去迎战去把他们两个丢下来,
and the Japanese heard the attack and they went to the front line and just left them alone.
两次都是这样的故事,
both times it happened exactly the same way.
所以他们就被救了, 被放了,
and they were saved and they were released.
弟兄姊妹们, 这叫做耶稣说的, 那杀身体不能杀灵魂的,
And this is what the Lord said, those who could kill you in the flesh but cannot do anything to your spirit, do not fear them. Only those who could cast your spirit into hell, those him you should fear.
弟兄姊妹们，主也告诉我们， 你在人的面前认我， 我在我父面前也认你， 对不对？
The Lord also said, if you acknowledge me before man, I will acknowledge you before my Father.
你记得那个李叔叔啊， 上个礼拜， 一做的见证。
And last Monday, Uncle Lee, when he was testifying before all of us,
他坐在车上，
he was in the taxi cab.
两个军官坐在他对面。
And, I'm sorry, he was on the train, and there was two, officers that were sitting next to him.
啊, 里面有个感动要跟他们传福音。
And then he had an urge to, had a feeling to share the gospel with them.
他刚开始的反应是什么？
And his immediate response was,
撒旦推我后面去了。
Satan, go behind me.
因为他想圣灵不会叫他做这样的事。
He said the Holy Spirit would not lead him to do such a thing.
但是后来主还是催促他。
And he said the Lord,
他顺服了以后,
moved him again, and as
he
obeyed, and he realized the response of these officers were very
good.
And brothers, you realize on the things pertaining to sharing the gospel, the Holy Spirit will continue to lead us. That we will be encouraged by his love. It's not that we are able to love God, but God first loved us.
这个叶老弟兄他说，主啊,
and this elderly brother, yeah, he said, Lord, appear yourself to me.
让我看见你,
that I may see you.
他说他祷告了两次,
he said he prayed that prayer twice.
主两次都让他看同样的事,
and twice the Lord opened his eyes to see the same thing.
耶稣基督带着荆棘冠冕,
and the Lord Jesus with a thorn of, crown of thorns,
背着十字架,
and with the cross on his back,
全身被打得遍体鳞伤,
and he was scourged and bleeding.
走向哥哥他的时候,
and as he was walking toward Golgotha,
走几步路就倒下去,
and a few steps he would fall.
然后痛苦地挣扎爬起来, 再往前走,
and in such struggle, he would get up and keep on walking.
然后又倒下去,
and he would fall again.
他看到这一幕, 他就跟他说, 够了。
And when he beheld this, he said, Lord, enough.
我不敢再看了。
I cannot bear the sight anymore.
主啊, 我知道你的意思。
He said, Lord, I know what you mean.
你不把你的荣耀显给我看。
You did not show me your glory.
你只告诉我你的十字架。
You just told me your cross.
你的荣耀,
your glory,
是从十字架起步,
came from the cross.
你的呼召,
your call,
也是叫我背起十字架,
is for me to take up my cross,
跟随你,
to follow you.
所以他说主啊, 我愿,
he said, Lord, I am willing.
给我力量,
give me the strength,
让我背起十字架,
to take up my cross,
跟随你,
to follow you.
我们唱一下 390首, 好不好?
Hymn 390.
我们一起唱第一节, 第二节, 我们请弟兄唱, 第三节, 请姊妹唱。 第四, 第五, 我们一起唱。
Verse 1 together, verse 2 sisters, verse 3 brothers.
众人用尽主的功德施加上人福，
望。主，我们求你今天早晨再把你十字架的道路刻画在我们的眼前。
Lord Jesus, we pray that this morning you will actualize the way of the cross before us.
主，我们知道你爱我们是爱得何等的深。
And you love us with deep passion.
我们的罪孽也是何等的重。
And heavy are our sins.
你为我们付了是怎样的代价。
And the manner of price you have paid.
你救赎了我们。
You have saved us.
你释放了我们。
You set us free.
你把生命给了我们。
You've given us life.
主啊，你把那么大的救恩给了我们。
Lord Jesus, you granted us such great salvation.
主啊，你没有叫我们自己享受你给我们的救恩。
You did not just want us to enjoy this ourselves.
你让我们知道还有多少的人他们在沉沦的里面。
You want us to know so many are still perishing.
有多少的灵魂在幽暗中在那里哭泣呼喊。
So many souls are still in darkness crying out.
主啊，谁听见你的呼声？
Lord, who has heard your cry?
愿意照着你的差遣，能够去到他们的中间。
We go according to your sending and to be in their midst.
主啊，今天早晨我们求你向我们发声。
Lord Jesus, this morning we pray that you would cry to us.
让我们听见你轻微的呼唤，谁肯为我们去呢？
That we may hear your cry, who will go for us?
我可以差遣谁呢？
Whom shall I send?
主啊，但愿我们都向你说，主，我们在这里。
Lord, may we all say, Lord, we are here.
虽然我们是那么软弱的一般人。
Lord, we are people that is weak.
虽然我们都是只想享受，只想得着你的祝福和你的恩典。
And we only want to receive your blessings and your joy.
但我们知道这个是何等自私的想法。
But we know this is such a selfish thought.
但我们想到有那么多人在战场上。
And we know there's so many people on the forefront.
他们流血，他们流泪，他们流汗。
They shed their blood and they shed their tears.
他们为了向你表明，他们向着你的爱。
And they sweat and they want to profess their love to you.
他们愿意交奠他们一生的生命。
And they want to give their life before you.
主啊，求你把这样的心智也给我们。
Lord, we ask you to give us the same heart.
我求你今天早晨借着圣灵来催促我们。
This morning, through the Holy Spirit, come and call to us.
来触摸我们每一个人的最深处。
To touch the depth of each and every one of our hearts.
我们是要为自己活，还是要为你而活？
That whether we will live for ourselves or to live for you.
主啊，求你恩待我们。
Lord Jesus, be merciful to us.
求你怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
求你扶持我们。
And please sustain us.
求你加力量给我们。
Strengthen us.
主啊，求你呼召我们。
Call us.
叫我们听见你的呼声。
That we may hear your call.
叫我们愿意把我们一生交给你。
That we willing to offer our lives to you.
用你的钉痕的手来握住我们。
That with your nail-pierced hand lay hold of us.
带我们。
Lead us.
去到你要我们去的地方。
To go to the place you want us to go.
叫我们走到你要我们走的地方。
To walk the ways you want us to walk.
让我们走完我们今生的道路。
And as we come to the end of our lives.
让我们见你面的时候没有羞愧。
And when we see you, we will have no shame.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.